Richard Stafford's about to join us from Sarawa.
This segment is proudly sponsored by the South Australian Racehorse Owners Association. Learn more at saroa.com.au. That's saroa.com.au.
As I mentioned, Richard Stafford's online. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Matt.
How's your week
been? It's always good to hear when you tell us that money's going to stay in South Australia to South Australian owners.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, it's certainly an exciting day, isn't it, mate? I think I saw a quote, $542,000 is on offer up at Murray Bridge today. That's a pretty strong day.
It is indeed in the current circumstances.
Absolutely, and as we say, there's a lot of great chances there with not only South Australian trainers. I think we've had a very good 6 months. People are just maybe some of those interstate trainers are coming over a little less. It's just not as simple to throw a staff member on the truck and head over with your horse.
I guess that's a factor, but we do need some interstate participation to keep the numbers up, so to keep the field sizes up, and so we do need to remain conscious of that.
We love it when they bring the big horses for the carnival, the very good carnival we had this year.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And mate, we're back to the races today. I think Murray Bridge, from what I've seen with their communication, has been very, very good, letting people know how they go about buying tickets, whether they just come as a normal patron, whether they want to book tables, etc. But I noticed this week a lot of, explanation about how to get those tickets and how many were left. So well played.
Oh, look, I think that's the key at the moment is very few of the clubs are able to welcome everybody back just yet. There's mechanisms available, and if you're wanting to go, the first step is to get in touch with the club.
Yeah, and I think it was a very good job. I know with the horses we had nominated, we made sure that all of the owners knew how to go about getting those tickets. It is lovely to see many of them, who probably don't go every single week, but many of them are very keen to get back to the track because it has been so long.
Well, it has, and it's been a really difficult time for owners, not being able to see your horse, not being able to have a chat to your trainer afterwards, and things are starting to come good.
Now, tell me, memberships are coming up, certainly from an SA Breeders perspective. We're about to shoot our membership information out. I imagine it's the same for Sarawa.
It is. Our memberships expired 1st of July. And we've had pretty good renewals, and we just encourage our members and remind them that come the end of COVID or when things get back to a bit more normality, we'll be able to do more for them. But we do need their support.
Yeah, it's certainly valuable. Now, so tell me, the membership for Sarawa, is it $70 per annum?
$70 for a single, $95 for a double, and the best way to renew is via the website, www.sarawa.com.au.
And obviously they can reach out to you, yep.
You know what? Erica's going to have to join now, isn't she?
She is, now that she's Gary's better half, has now become a registered owner in South Australia, which is great to see.
Cool.
So we'll have to get her registered with Sarawa as well.
On that website, guys.
Yep, so that website is it sarawa.com.au?
Yep, Sarawa. Yep.
Yep. Very easy to find, and there's always plenty of information there. I know you always put up your interviews and a lot of stories behind the scenes.
We do indeed. We flick them through as much of our social media as we can, yeah.
Yeah, you do, mate. You do a very good job with all that social, and I find it amazing that you know which horses are which owners, and very quickly you know who's in those shares.
It's a bit of a struggle sometimes. With several hundred members, you've got to sort of go down through the list and go through and break down all the syndicates and try and see. And look, I apologise if I miss people, it's because my memory is not as good as it used to be.
No, I think you do a very good job. I don't think anyone would complain about it. It's nice to see. I think people like seeing their name up in lights. It's an exciting day when they do have a winner, let alone get a shout out and get the right things happening for them as well.
Richard. There are a couple of interesting ones during the week. A couple of horses with bits of stories. One from your stable, Alayas. It's been a long, long time for him to get up, but he finally has done it after a hiccup previously where he lost a race on protest. And Carlamon was interesting because they tried to get rid of him for a couple of thousand and couldn't get any takers, so they kept him on board. And he's now a Dare to Dream horse.
And he blew him away by a good 10 lengths on Wednesday and made himself like a good horse in the making.
Nice little ride by Jake Torok to put him in the right place at the right time. But then, just 10 length win. You don't get many of those.
No, certainly on the turn, you could see it was the one you wanted to be on, but just let down very, very nicely. And certainly, look, it's wonderful, those Dare to Dream owners, that, as we all know, we're trying to give the best experience we can to the 10 groups who won shares in horses.
Mm. Yeah, and of course, the experience has been a little bit interrupted by COVID, but we hope to sort of keep it rolling, and it is a two-year deal, so they will get more of a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. A number of those horses going well. We've got obviously one for Tony McAvoy today at Murray Bridge as well.
Blowtorch,
which has been having a very good run. So a couple of extra wins on the board for that group. And I know they're managing those groups well in terms of prize money. They're trying to get them together and hope that they can save that up and then buy into a share at some stage as well.
Surely the aim, isn't it, to transfer a lot of those people into horse ownership in a more general sense.
Yeah, I think getting them to the races and having a great experience and getting some insights would be great. What's that, Cass?
Well, yeah, no, it's a wonderful organisation, Sarara, and they do a really, really good job. And I've been on one of the trips with them. Of course, we haven't been able to do anything like that this year so far with coronavirus. But Richard, I was going to say you've got your committee is you know, a good bunch of people that work very hard. One person that I met on that trip was Ali, who I think is your vice president. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like to get her on the show one day because she really does have an interesting story. I spent 5 or 10 minutes with her over a cup of coffee at Finnis Lodge, and Finnis Store, General Store, and it was just an interesting story. Her and her husband, how they got into thoroughbred racing.
Yeah, Ali's been on a couple of times in the past because they've had a. Before she was on committee, they had a couple of nice wins.
Okay.
They've got one going around in the Port Augusta Cup on Sunday.
Okay, yep.
At the top weight, Handsome Return.
Oh, they did. Well, they know they're in Danger Deal. They've had great success with Travis Dowd and also with Will Clarkin, I think,
Will
too.
Clarkin,
maybe another. Yeah. They're great supporters of a number of trainers over there, too.
Another one of theirs is Jaguary, of course, which is...
Oh, yes.
Been quite a good horse for them.
Yep. Friend of mine at work's son's in that Jaguary as well, which has gone from strength to strength.
Not too far off the track, was in the Water Walker this week. So yep. Looking very good, Jaguary. He's a lovely horse.
He is.
It is indeed.
All right. Better leave it there. Time's got away from us. Good to speak to you as usual. Enjoy the racing today.
I certainly will.
No worries. Richard Stafford there, the secretary of Sarawa.